In this day and age, it's easy to compare ourselves with others. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Jennifer Rothschild gives a very personal illustration.
I sit down with my phone and I get on Facebook. And when I get on Facebook, I get to see how many friends my friends have. I stumble onto a comment someone made and I think, oh my goodness, everybody loves her. Look how many likes she got. And then I, of course, look at mine and I have fewer. And I start to compare myself. And this went on and on through Twitter and Pinterest and every other platform I had.
Jennifer finally just shut off her phone to get herself out of the social media comparison mode.
Until I finally shut off my iPhone and I thought, I am a woman who is supposedly in Christ and I am in identity crisis because I'm trying to find myself by being somebody on social media or making sure my body looks the right way, appearance, approval, whatever it took to be somebody when God had already made somebody. And I felt totally invisible. And that's when I realized that I am so prone to wander. I don't leave the Lord and say, okay, I'm done with faith, but I leave the lover of my soul and the identity he has given me. And I tried to find it in all the wrong places. And that's why it's so important that we identify with our identity. We know who God is. We know what he says about us. And then we act according to his truth about us. We don't act according to our failures or our weakness because we are not our failure and we are not our weakness. We act according to who God says we are because what he says about us is the truth. What we may feel about ourselves is not always the truth.
So what about you? Like Jennifer, you too can look to God for your worth and your identity. To learn more about growing in relationship with God, go to makingyourlifecount.com.